This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of Colorado oil rigs is at its lowest in at least 20 years, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
There are only 5 oil and gas rigs listed as operating in Colorado over the last 3 weeks. It's the first time in 20 years that the energy services company Baker Hughes has counted fewer than 15 active rigs in the state. U.S. oil output fell to a record low recently. The pandemic has cut demand and prices for oil. And 5,000 jobs have been cut from the mining sector in Colorado, which is among the hardest hit industries. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche returned to training camp today ahead of a pandemic-shortened hockey season. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The Avs are getting ready to play again amid the COVID-19 pandemic, and they'll start by hosting a training camp at the Pepsi Center. Qualifying games for the Stanley Cup playoffs are set to begin August 1st. The Avs go into the abbreviated rest of the season as the second seed in the Western Conference, and they have high hopes of a championship run. The league says this phase of the reopening will involve many coronavirus tests and disinfection before teams travel to one of 2 central hub cities to finish the season. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Police say a person was shot and killed Saturday after fleeing from state troopers and entering a home in Monument. Colorado Springs police are investigating. They say troopers tried to stop the person on I-25. After entering a home, police say the person fired at officers and they fired back. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today in the mid-90s, then slightly cooler temperatures tomorrow. This is CPR News.